Haley.
All right, Governor. Fuel allocation proposals, evaluation of cost factors.
Okay.
You're just saying no to be mean.
Katie, please.
I gave you your airline tickets.
Yes, and I put them in my suitcase so I'd be sure not to lose them.
Oh, God. Has the luggage been...
Better pin him to his shirt.
Oh, well, thank you.
Come on, Dad. Be a pal.
Katie, I don't wish to discuss this anymore.
Environmental impact report. Here's the plan summary. All right, that should do it. You have all your briefs.
Yes, my socks, too.
No, I'm talking about the briefs that we prepared for your testimony.
Testimony? Oh, no, Taylor. I'm not on trial. This is simply a congressional fact-finding committee.
Probably wouldn't recognize a fact if they found one.
Staff liaison will meet you at the airport.
If you get to the airport.
Daddy, please!
Katie, you are not going to the KISS concert. That's fine. They are bizarre.
But they're fun, aren't they, Benson?
They play too loud, they paint their faces, and they prance around sticking out their tongues. Now, is that fun, Benson?
Well, if it's done in good taste.
Go ahead, Benson. Tell him it's okay.
No, I don't want to get in the middle of this.
Benson, what would you do in my position?
Resign.
Does anyone care that the plane's leaving in 15 minutes?
Now, just remember, sir, show them that you're firm by taking a stand, but don't upset anybody.
I'm gonna leave that to Taylor. He does it best.
I'm off.
I'll see.
Daddy, if I can't go to that KISS concert, I'll never speak to you again.
You'll never sit down again.
Daddy?
Katie, please. Now, I'm tired of hearing about it. One more word about this, and you won't leave this house all day.
Why?
You're gonna blow it.
You're being cruel, nasty, and selfish.
That's it.
You blew it.
You are to remain in this house until I return. Unless there's a fire or a flood or something.
I'll use my judgment on that.
12 minutes and counting.
Goodbye, all.
Good luck, Governor. Give him you know what.
What? Right.
Kansas in August, high as the flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love with a...
Knock off that racket!
I liked it.
Guess who just called me, Benson?
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
A wonderful guy I knew in high school named Robert Malone.
Great.
Well, I didn't exactly know him. I mean, I knew who he was. Everyone did. He was that popular. But I was always afraid of talking to him for fear of opening up my mouth and just starting to blabber.
Who, you?
Can you believe it? That's how crazy I was about him. So anyway, he's in town on business. He's doing very well, by the way. And out of the blue, this guy I think doesn't even know I exist calls me up for a date.
It's a miracle.
Well, it is a miracle after all these... After these few years.
Something wrong?
How could you tell?
Oh, what's the matter, honey?
I feel like I'm in prison.
It's the food.
I hear you!
It's so boring cooped up in this house. There's nothing to do.
There's homework.
There's nothing fun to do.
You could finger paint.
I can't stand finger painting.
You could play jacks.
I can't stand playing jacks.
You could play with Miss Krause.
I can't stand Miss Krause.
You're not exactly my dreamboat either.
I just wish I had someone my own age to play with.
Hey, I don't see why she couldn't have a friend of hers come over.
It's no use. Every friend I have is going to that KISS concert. I'll never be able to face them again.
Well, I guess you'll just have to change your name, move to another town. Right, if you get work.
Dr. Townsend as an excuse. She broke her leg and can't go anywhere.
Some people have all the luck.
Maybe you could go over to Monica's house then.
Oh, do you think I could, Benson?
Well, sweetheart, what I think doesn't matter.
And it never will.
We both heard what your father said.
Oh, Benson, if the governor were here, he wouldn't care. That was a momentary thing. You saw how he was when he left.
Barely conscious.
Benson, please.
I know exactly how she feels, poor kid. When I was growing up, my parents were so strict, they wouldn't let me do anything. No parties, no friends. I missed the entire decade of the 50s.
You didn't miss it. Nothing happened.
So, of course, later, you see, I felt that I had to compensate for everything that I missed. At least that's my psychiatrist's opinion. But it's up to you.
Well, maybe you could go over to Monica's for a couple of hours. Call your psychiatrist. Tell him we saved a mind.
Thank you, Benson. And you too, Marcy.
Okay, I'll have Raoul bring the car around.
It smells good enough to eat.
It's not for you. It's for the dogs.
Doggy, supper's ready. Come, doggy.
Hi. Good news. I can go to the concert after all. Yeah. So have your mom pick us up at Monica's house. Okay.
I don't care, Raoul. The point is, you were supposed to pick up Katie and you didn't.
Benson, how can I pick up Katie when she's not there?
Well, did you go up and ring the bell? Or sit there beeping your horn?
Benson, do you really think I'm that stupid?
You answer my question, I'll answer yours. That'll be Katie.
Governor's office. Oh, Bob, hi.
I did go to the door, Benson.
And you talked to Monica's mother?
Oh, yes. A beautiful woman. Gorgeous.
What'd she say?
Just hello. But it was the way she said it.
I know, me too.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
It's a small problem, but I can't leave until it shows up.
Just tell me what she said after hello.
That another friend and her mother came by and picked up Katie and Monica.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
You don't know? Raoul, you telling me the truth?
How dare you to question my honesty? In Cuba, I could have had you shot for that.
I'm the child first, then we reminisce.
I don't know when, Bob.
Tell him to go ahead with dinner. You'll join him later.
Why don't you go ahead with dinner and I'll join you later?
You're so glad he came back into your life.
I'm so glad you came back into my life.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who was the other friend?
The woman said that Katie said she was going with Linda.
Call Linda.
And she said you said okay.
That's what she said I said, not what I said.
No matter what you said, you are still to blame.
Please. Now, it's bad enough that we don't know where Katie is. This is no time to stand around bickering.
We'll find her. Calm down.
I am calm. I am speaking clearly and distinctly, which is very difficult to do when everything around you is going to... Hello. This is Marcy Hill in the governor's office. Is this Linda's father? Hi. Yeah, I was just wondering, would you happen to know where Katie is? Oh, of course. I forgot they were going to the concert together. How silly of me.
She didn't.
She wouldn't have if you had not disobeyed orders, Benson.
Miss Krause, if you weren't a woman, I'd...
Take your best shot. And then I take mine.
Would you know roughly where their seats are? Near the stage. Thank you very
Come
much.
Come on, Raoul. Let's get it.
Follow me. I'm right behind you.
Benson, wait. I'll go. You stay here and handle rumor control. Come on, Raoul. Let's go.
My pleasure. A lady like you looks good in my limousine.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. Do you mind riding up in front with me? We could play a little soft music on the radio, huh? A woman like you could do a lot worse than a man like me.
How?
Both of you get going. I want her back here before the end of the fiscal year, or as otherwise may be indicated by economical factors. Any questions?
All right, what's this all about?
Katie.
Okay, Raoul, we'll see you later when you get back.
What?
From where you're going.
Oh, you mean...
Ready, darling. Bye.
What is going on here?
I was explaining about the economy.
Oh, really?
Right. I definitely feel depression coming on.
Come on, Benson. I know you're up to something. Now, what is it?
What's what?
There is something about Katie you're not telling me.
I'm not telling you anything.
Exactly. She's not even here, is she?
Who?
Katie.
Katie?
Katie. Benson, I am a politician. Don't you think that I can recognize a cover-up when I see one? Now, where is Katie?
Katie?
She's in her room.
Well, then I'll just go and see.
And so are the dogs.
The dogs? Now, what would the dogs be doing in Katie's room?
Go and see for yourself. They enjoy an intruder. You'll be good practice.
Maybe later.
Miss Krause, that was a wonderful and decent thing you did for me.
For you, I did it for the child. For you, I wouldn't cross the street for you. I did it for him.
Find her?
Believe me, Benson, I tried everything I could think of.
He certainly did. That's the last time I ride in front with you, Raoul.
It was not our fault the concert was just letting out.
Only about 5,000 cars going out as we're coming in, and he's reaching for my knee.
I was trying to find the handbrake.
Oh, did you think I was hiding it?
I was concentrating on the traffic. It was horrible.
Well, when I didn't hear from you, I sent for the mansion security officer.
Not Captain Bates.
Why not Captain Bates?
Because, Benson, anything Bates is connected with ends up in the newspaper.
Well, look, I had to do something. She's at Monica's, she's not at Monica's. She's at the concert, she's not at the concert. Look, let's face it, she's the governor's daughter, and we don't know where she is. We've got to find her and stop this fooling around.
That's exactly what I was saying to Raoul when he got into the fight.
The man whistled at you.
Raoul, I didn't mind.
But I did. Nobody gets away with rude behavior to my lady.
What do you expect? You throw yourself at the man.
Oh.
So, the kid went to a rock concert, huh? Whose idea was that?
It was the kid's idea.
Uh-huh, and you let her go, huh?
Look, if you'll just...
Benson, don't you know those places are nothing but a source of trouble? Ooh. A real breeding ground for anarchy and moral decay. The governor's not going to appreciate this at all, Benson.
Well, we were hoping you could get her back here without causing anybody any unnecessary alarm.
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you sent the kid to a rock concert. You know, I'll be lucky if I can keep this one off the front page.
Benson, relax. I'm sure everything's going to be just fine.
I just want Katie back here in one piece. And then I'm going to break every bone in her body.
Hello.
Hi, Marcy. Guess who?
It's the governor. Oh.
Hello, Governor. This is Benson.
Oh, I'm sorry. For a second, you sounded like Marcy.
What's on your mind, Governor?
Oh, nothing much.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to let you know that I got through a little sooner than I expected.
Oh?
And I must have got my point across pretty well because I'd only been speaking for an hour or so and the chairman said he'd heard enough.
I'll bet.
So I'm at the airport to catch a commuter home. Isn't that great?
Great.
Because I got to thinking about how short I was with Katie and I really feel awful about it and I want to make it up to her. So got a little surprise for her when I get home.
Yeah, I guess she's got a little surprise for you, too.
Oh, Vincent, I've got to go. They're paging my flight. I'll see you soon.
He's coming home? Well, what do we do?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
I don't know when I can get away, Bob. Yeah, well, you probably didn't want to see me all that badly anyway. No, of course I do. Listen, if you still want to, I'll get there as soon as I possibly can. Was that too forward?
She's been gone who knows where for over 4 hours and you didn't even tell me?
I just did.
But good God, Benson, how could you have let her go in the first place?
Okay, I'll take full responsibility.
Oh, I'll see to that.
Katie, are you all right?
Where have you been?
Monica's mom asked me if I could stay for dinner, and I...
Katie, don't make it worse than it already is.
You know, huh?
We were worried sick about you.
Well, we planned it back sooner so nobody would have known and nobody would have worried. But the concert started late and there were 3 encores and a big traffic jam in the parking lot. And I'm very sorry.
I park anybody home.
Daddy!
I, Pumpkin, I sure missed you.
Didn't we all?
And listen, Katie, Daddy got a little nervous this morning, got a little carried away. I'm sorry. So, how would you like me to take you to the Kiss concert tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, great, thanks!
If Jerry Brown can stand that stuff, so can I.
Governor, I think you should know that...
We haven't found it yet, but we're still working on it.
Found who?
Oh, sorry.
Eva, one of the dogs. She got loose. Could be very dangerous.
What are you talking about? Are you losing your... We're looking for the kid.
Eva is such a cute kid.
That kid.
For Katie? I don't understand.
Well, sir, while you were away...
One of these days, you're going to drink yourself right out of a job, Eva. You're making a fool of yourself in front of the governor.
What are you talking
you
about?
You are disgraced to the uniform, nipping at my cooking, Sherry.
Did I miss something?
Well, actually...
Governor, everything went just fine while you were gone.
Oh, good. Well, Katie, I guess we better get you to bed.
Welcome back, Governor.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Good night, Benson.
You'll excuse me. What's left of an absolutely enchanting evening is waiting for me if I could just get there on time.
I could have Raoul drive you.
Oh, please.
Hey, Taylor. You could have nailed me then. I guess I got your peg wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. You think you can get by with just a thank you? No, Benson. You owe me one now. In politics, it's known as calling one in. And when I do, it is going to be gigantic.
You're a hell of a guy, Taylor. Good.
Because tables can't jump. Get it?
Got it.
You're mad at me for last night, aren't you?
Nope. Just real disappointed.
Because I did something dumb and I made you worry?
That's part of it.
I didn't mean to. If you hadn't been late getting back, you never would have known the difference.
That's the rest of it. You see, Katie, even if you had gotten away with it, I trusted you.
But Benson, you didn't get in trouble. And neither did I. So?
So that makes it all right. Is that what you think? I wasn't worried about getting in trouble. I've been in trouble before. The thing that hurt me most was that you didn't care enough about me to keep the trust I gave you. That's a pretty tough thing for a friend to accept. Because trust is the stuff that friendships are made of. And when it's gone, it's gone. You see, it's not going to be so hard for me to forgive what you did. It's going to be a long time before I can forget it. Because it's going to be a long time before I can trust you again.
You can, Benson. Just give me another chance.
Well, I can't give you another chance, Katie. You gotta earn it.
But how long will it take?
It's up to you.
Katie!
Better hurry, you miss the concert.
time.
Pretty flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody die? Ah, the teenage heartthrob.
To Marcy, the most beautiful woman in todo el mundo.
Raul.
Governor, you back from the concert already?
I didn't go. I didn't see any reason for Katie to go to two Kiss concerts.
She told you?
The whole thing.
Kid's got guts.
Governor, I think I should explain.
No. It isn't necessary, Benson. Maybe we all learn something from this.
But I don't want there to be any...
No, please. Better if we just forget it. Trust me.
High school annual. Here's Bob when he was captain of the football team. He was so handsome.
What happened? He played without a face mask?
He's really different now, Benson. I mean, Bob Malone is boring.
Well, there's a lot of that going around.
Well, but I knew him when he was suave and charming and sexy. Last night, he wasn't like that at all. I don't know what happened, Benson. He's changed.
Well, maybe he hasn't. And you have.
You think so?
Well, let's see.
There I am. Marcy Hill, age 18.
Which one?
Right there.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.